I wanted to do something that I have been wanting to do for a while. This story is pretty intense and some very adult themes, but I hope you guys like it. I used to pretend. Pretend I was normal. Pretend that what I wanted wasn't wrong. But now, Riley didn't pretend anymore. Not after what happened in the guest bathroom at her in-law's house last Thursday. She still smelled like her mother-in-law's perfume, still tasted the morning sin on her lips. My thighs were sticky when she pulled on my jeans, and my pulse refused to slow down like my cunt had synced to a darker rhythm. And when I caught my husband watching her that night, really watching her, she knew he knew, and she didn't care. She came home from work with no panties on. Elaine had told me not to wear them, said she'd check, said she'd bend me over the kitchen island if I lied. Riley didn't lie. When she walked into the house, both of them were there, her husband on the couch, Elaine in her silk robe with that devil smirk that meant obedience or punishment. Show him. I blinked, my heart hammered. Now, she turned, unzipped her jeans, bent over the coffee table. No panties, just bare, soaked flesh. See that? That's how wet she gets when she obeys me. My husband shifted, hard already. I didn't look back. She didn't need to. She felt the hunger behind her, the ownership. On your knees, Riley, she did, slowly. The carpet scratched her knees. Her breasts bounced, nipples hard through her tight top. She crawled until she was between his legs, eyes up, lips parted. Now thank him with your mouth. I undid his pants, pulled out his cock, flushed, veiny, leaking pre-cum. I didn't tease this time. I devoured him, sloppy, messy, eager, sucking him like my throat belonged to him, like it was my favorite hole, gagging, moaning, strings of saliva connecting my lips to his shaft. Elaine watched, one hand down her robe, the other cupping my head. Look at him when you suck. Let him see what I've made you. He groaned, his hand tangled in my hair. He started thrusting, slowly at first, then deeper, using me, claiming my throat. Take it like the filthy wife you are. And I did, until he exploded down my throat, cock pulsing between her lips. I swallowed every drop. Later that night, they didn't even wait until dinner was finished. She had me bent over the kitchen counter, dress pulled up, face pressed into the cold granite, while my husband stood behind, rubbing his cock against my soaked folds. She's yours. Use her. But remember, she begs me first. Please, please let him fuck me. Say it right, she says. Please let my husband use my pussy while you watch, mommy. That word did something to all three of them. He slammed into me deep, and I screamed into the counter, nails scraping the surface, as Elaine leaned in and whispered filth into her ear the whole time. I didn't recognize the girl in the mirror anymore. She didn't care. That girl was gone. The one who stood there now, I was a nympho.